Mr. Mayor.
Mayor Chilton and members of the board, item number three is a public hearing for a possible text amendment to the land use ordinance related to signage. And Ms. Tina Moon will give the staff report.
I don't want to change it.
Good evening, all. It seems like we were just talking about this a few weeks ago. As a quick, you may recall, currently our commercial sign allocations are based on the linear street frontage, and this system has worked pretty well for us traditionally with our one- and two-story and occasionally three-story buildings. Amendments that followed the Vision 2020 process created an opportunity for our first multi-story, multi-tenant projects. As these first developments are coming online, our traditional standards are, the question has come up, are traditional standards still appropriate for some of these larger projects? Just a few weeks ago, on May 15th, staff presented four options for amending the land use ordinance to address this issue, and the board chose option number four, which is outlined in this final bullet, to establish a new subsection under our existing sign ordinance. This would be under section 15-271 to allow developers to apply for a modification to their conditional use permit, which would be for the approval of a master sign plan, and that would come before you all. Part of the process would require a public hearing. If approved, this new section, I've just kind of outlined some of this, but the bigger steps would indicate that as currently written, and this is attachment B in your packet, this would apply to developments in the B1C and B1G, so this is essentially our downtown districts. These would be projects that require a CUP and that are intended to be occupied by multiple commercial enterprises with one or more buildings that are at least 3 to 5 stories tall. So these are not just for every project, these are for the larger projects. To go on a little further, this would essentially allow an applicant to come before you all to request a deviation from the standard requirements of the sign permit. And it would give you an opportunity to, based on the particulars of the application and its location and the size and so forth of the building, to approve a different sign sign allocations. The way the ordinance is currently written in your packet, signs that were approved with this master sign permit would not have to come back for any additional sign permits, meaning if there were multiple tenants, once the whole sign ordinance was approved, there wouldn't be a need for the individual tenants to come back and request a sign permit.
Just a point of clarification. So the master sign permit would be part of the original CUP, right? It would be part and parcel of that.
The applicant could either go ahead and do this at the same time as their CUP application, or they could come back for a modification.
Right, but it would seem that generally people would probably make that part of their CUP. And it would only be if they got down the road and like in an incident like we're having now. But in general, it would be part of the just be part of the CUP along with other things we consider, correct?
They would certainly have that opportunity, yeah.
Okay.
In terms of your general procedural notes, a text amendment is a legislative decision, and you're required to hold a public hearing and go through the consistency statement that you just did. And again, we look at existing approved documents. There are a number of items in the Vision 2020 that speak to our downtown character, the existing fabric, and so forth. The two outlined here, 2.11 and 2.41, seem to be the most applicable to this particular project, this text amendment. And this is really the key, I kind of zipped through everything because to me this is really the key slide right here for our discussion. As Orange County didn't find any issues with consistency. This did go to joint review the beginning of this month on June 7th. The Transportation Advisory Board didn't have any particular comments at this point. The Economic Sustainability Commission recommended approval, but did ask, I think it's a bold point in their recommendation, that the whole sign ordinance be looked at. And I think they're interested in input in that process, should you go that way. The Planning Board and the Appearance Commission had more detailed comments, and all of these are provided in Attachment E. In short, the Planning Board was interested in this provision being applicable to all of the business districts, not just the two downtown. Mm-hmm. And they also felt that there was interest in more, an application of more design standards. And so they've actually referred to, in case not everyone remembers it, it referred to the design standards in this document in the very back where they speak to design criteria for signage. The Appearance Commission, by contrast, took a slightly different approach, and rather than design guidelines per se, they were looking more in terms of what would be the approach to kind of get a waiver, if you will, to not have to follow the standard development. So they actually looked at the section in our ordinance, which is section 15-178, the architectural standards for downtown development, where there's a provision should an applicant not wish to follow those quite specific design criteria that they would go to the Appearance Commission to seek relief. So that's what the Appearance Commission asked for in their recommendation. Staff, likewise, after some further discussion kind of in-house and consideration, identified another area that you may wish to consider as a modification, and that had to do with what we just spoke of, the need to come back for another sign permit afterwards. So what staff feels may be a better approach would be for an applicant to come for kind of the overall sign plan would be more a guidance for the whole project. And then particularly if it was a phased project, as the phases continued, they would come back as kind of check-in points. As they had more information, they were able to refine their sign information a little more. And then certainly with tenant turnover and so forth, there would be a need to get a new sign permit for those individual tenants
as
there was
turnover. Those would go to the Appearance Commission.
Those would go to the Appearance Commission.
So the master plan would go before the entire board, before the Board of Aldermen, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And the individual ones, if there was any change, would go to the Appearance Commission?
That is the suggestion from the Appearance Commission.
With the master sign plan, are you suggesting that it would have a level of some detail, or I guess it might just vary project by project?
It could vary project by project. So just to kind
Tina,
of...
Tina, I'm just ask one more thing on this. If we wanted to follow your suggestion, do you have the language prepared this evening to include that in the ordinance?
I did not actually prepare that, which in hindsight I probably should have. But to be clear, and that was going to be my next quick point, should you decide that you would like to go ahead and approve this tonight, you could approve it with the additional suggestion of staff. We could simply strike out the one line, which is 15-171C(d)(3), which is saying that there's no need to come back for additional sign permits. We could simply strike that, and that requirement would kick back in. You could also add the recommendations from the Planning Board to use the design standards in this. You could incorporate that.
What document is that you're holding?
This is from...
Can't see it from where we are. Okay, thank you.
Should you wish to incorporate the recommendations from the Appearance Commission, that we would have to come back with. Because the way the whole ordinance is set up is it offers an opportunity for applications to come directly to the board. So should we change that to have them go to the Appearance Commission, that would be a change that we would have to come back with.
Dina, Mark, may I ask? I want to be able to streamline and put together the Planning Board and the ESC and Appearance Commission. So is there a way that those can be put together that they, you know, will work together? harmoniously those three, the three sets of recommendations? Or are they, or are any parts in particular conflict that we need to address?
If you look at...
You know what? This is really convoluted. Can we get to some simplicity here? Michelle and I are both feeling like it's, there are too many different pieces with this.
That's what I'm asking Tina to kind of distill this.
Yeah, I'm losing that feeling that I'm ready to vote on this tonight, but did you get an answer to your...
Tina's...
I'm about to...
I do have somebody signed up to speak.
Can I make a comment? I think it's important to retain the context that the entire reason we're considering this is we have one project mm-hmm. that exists and no projects anywhere on the horizon. That is this three-story plus multi-story, multi-storefront
right.
proposal. And so I think that by bearing that in mind, that puts us in a position to simplify what we do this evening, and should the need arise in the future to do something more broad,
then we can
do so at that time. But right now, there's no indication that we need, I respect the planning board's input, and I know Damon signed up to speak to this, but I don't see any indication that we need this to apply to lots of different zones. And also, given that the suggestion that Tina's making, that we still have approval for individual signs by the appearance commission, I think that does address their concerns. So I feel like we are actually in a place with the draft ordinance where if we focus on the 300 East Main project, we're actually able to get to where we need to deal with their sign needs.
I'm in agreement with what Dan said, except I want to speak just a minute more about this suggestion by staff that we have the master sign plan and then do the further issuance of permits, have them go through the appearance commission. And that is, I'm assuming that this master sign plan, though, would still go through, at least certainly our appearance commission, right? Because their comments in their recommendation to us, as well as some other material in here, I hope you all kind of look that over. And they look at these sign issues with an eye that I know I don't, mm-hmm. and that it's sometimes kind of in the middle of a lot of information that we get. And so I would really like to keep them as involved in this as much as I can, recognizing that we would have final kind of say on it.
Okay, let's hear from Damon. Is there anybody besides Damon who came to speak on this item?
Tom's here too.
Yes. Did you want to? Tom want to speak?
Tom. Okay. Tom wants to speak too.
Lauren.
Sorry,
she just raised her hand. Mm-hmm.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, Damon. So our chairperson couldn't be here tonight, so he's assigned us trustee vice chairs to be here for him. I'm talking about the sign amendment. I do want to clarify that although it is the case that we on the planning board did provide additional comments, we also recommended that you not adopt this draft ordinance. So there was a little bit more than simply providing comments. Our recommendation, as you know, was to consider whether this ought to be applied to other commercial zones. It wasn't clear to us why it needed to be only in certain commercial zones. There are other zones in which you could certainly find multi-story buildings. For example, the B4 that appears out at Carborough Plaza and the Lloyd property. It's currently one of the properties they're looking at for that. The second was that you consider whether it would be important to have some kind of guidance to whichever board is tasked with making a decision about a master sign plan or any sign permit. We were a little worried that you were going to basically place this burden on the Board of Aldermen to make a decision about a pretty substantial deviation from the sign ordinance that exists now, without providing the board with any guidance about how to make that decision. There is adopted guidance that exists in the report that Tina showed you that was adopted by this board back in the early 90s, I believe. And I wanted to make the point that that part of the rationale for making this amendment is that there have been changes in the land use ordinance since Vision 2020 was adopted that now allow higher buildings in the downtown. However, if you read the design guidelines that we recommend to you in our recommendation, those guidelines contemplate higher buildings. So it's not as if they don't apply here. It talks specifically about signage above the second story and so on. So you have some guidance before you that this board has adopted already, or a previous board has adopted, and I think it's worth your time to consider that guidance. Finally, maybe this is just me editorializing a bit on our recommendation, but I don't think it's far off. If you do decide to change the procedure, as you just discussed, that it would go more through the Appearance Commission, similar to the architectural downtown architectural standard, I still think it would be important for you, that board, to have some guidance about how to make a decision about a master signage plan. I think from the perspective of some members of the planning board in recent applications, it's been the case where we haven't always agreed with other advisory boards on whether a deviation from design standards has been appropriate, and I think it might help for all the boards to have some more clear guidance about what standards to use. Thanks.
Thank you, Damon. I think you just answered the question I was really asking.
Tom, and then Laura.
I'll just offer up clarifications as well, because some of my and rather the opinions of the Appearance Commission were outlined in that email, which is one of the attachments, and we circulated that and then we submitted it, so it wasn't just my opinion. I think Damon's points are well taken, and those guidelines from the 93 downtown standards are good for us all to focus on, whether this becomes part of the CUP process or it's a relief process, or the process gets worked out a different way. I think those are good things to keep an eye on. Lydia's point is well taken. I think that tucking a master signage permit into the CUP approvals process could be problematic. It might not be. But I think that, at 11 o'clock at night, when you're writing the 16th condition and you get to the sign part, you might be like, yeah, whatever. So I think there's the risk for that with a big development. I also think there's a timing issue. Some developments that are multi-tenant, commercial, bigger projects, they go through the approvals process without knowing who's going to be in the building. They don't know the tenant mix. And it while it's an option for the developer to submit a master signage plan in their CUP, they may not know what the tenant mix looks like. Then at some point later in the process, say they do go through that and they change tenants, the tenant has new requirements for signage. To make that developer or land owner or property owner go back through and get a minor modification to their CUP and require a public hearing just to change one tenant sign seems excessive. So I'm sort of siding with the developer there that seems like a challenge, when what we were trying to offer up was a little bit more of a streamlined process, come back to the Appearance Commission like all sign permits do, and we'll work with staff to approve or modify what the property owner, the developer, wants in terms of signage. With all that said, we definitely recognize and agree with the planning board that the sign ordinance needs some revision. It's a little dated when buildings weren't as high, projects weren't as big, and it doesn't lend itself to large-scale developments because of how it is so restrictive in terms of street frontage and square footage. So something needs to happen. We just didn't believe that the ordinance amendment, the way that it's written, is the way to do it.
So question, sure. Does the suggestion, that bottom bullet, that the individual signs come to the Appearance Commission, does that satisfy your concern in regard to,
It does, as long as you as a board and body feel that you have enough guidance, guidelines, information to be and time to be able to approve the master signage permit as plan as part of the CUP process. It seems like that was a good insertion, and that was the first time I'd seen that, and I think we would have acted differently as the Appearance Commission had we seen that suggestion.
Okay, because the way I understand the master sign plan in this context is that it wouldn't have any particular design of individual signs, but it would merely look at the amount of
size and location,
storefront, the amount of street front, whatever that is,
yeah,
and request, we want these many signs in these many places, and that's what would be approved, and then the actual signs themselves would come to you all.
I think that has the potential to work. I think it just needs to be fleshed out and tweaked. And, it, you know, that timing issue that I mentioned, I think, is exactly part of what's going on here with the 300 East Main project is they're ready to roll forward and get signage approved. Their project does not necessarily fit the profile of how the ordinance was written. And so that's the challenge we have in front of us. We're trying to change the law so one project can move forward. And I'm not sure we have enough data and have enough other projects on the horizon to warrant an ordinance amendment of this scale.
Okay, so my last question for you is, so you're recommending a review of the sign ordinance, and the planning board is recommending the use of this 1993 document, which we also might want to, I think we would want to review it
right
before adopting. So would it be your opinion that we could go ahead and move forward on the ordinance tonight, so we can deal with 300 East Main and the hotel's needs to be moving in that regard, and while on a separate track, we're getting those standards ready to be attached to this for the future?
No, I don't think the amendment, the way that it's written, is fully baked, and I think that it needs some deeper, you know, thinking and thoughts about what else lies ahead, what other scenarios might present themselves. Sometimes I think we try to write an ordinance amendment for the needs of one project, and we don't think through all the potential collateral damage or iterations of that. I might suggest you vote down the amendment and propose that, either a new relief process be written as a new draft of that amendment, such like the one that we suggested with the architectural standards. But Damon's right. We need guidelines to attach to that so that we can review a relief application with, you know, the knowledge of what to compare it against. So I'm not suggesting that you move forward with it. I don't know what the solution is to keep 300 East Main moving forward and work with their timing. I don't know what that solution is, but I don't think it's this amendment.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, sir.
We have one question for Tina. Can you come up real quick? And then we'll hear from Laura.
Well, it sort of speaks to what both Damon and Tom just said. What happens if, given that we're just talking about this because of 300
East Main,
what happens if we don't adopt this evening?
If we do nothing.
For this applicant, if we do nothing. What's the implication of that?
Well, there was another resolution, I think it's attachment C, to request for you to set a public hearing in September. I guess it would be a question of how much we could accomplish this summer and how soon we could get something back to you to reconsider. So if you felt that you were not comfortable with what's before you tonight and you wanted to postpone, that would, I suspect, be one option would be to leave the would either be to reject it or perhaps to leave the public hearing open and we, you know, do more research and bring back something.
So if we do nothing tonight, then the applicant simply has to go along with the sign ordinance as it stands now, which limits them to the second floor, right? And, you know, if you look at the pictures that we have of Hampton Inn signs in other places, a lot of them are like on the second floor. They're not blazing on the top of a building. If you look at other hotels in the Chapel Hill area, they have very discreet signs. I'm feeling like maybe we don't need to change everything for.
Well, they also wouldn't have.
Well, okay.
Wouldn't be able to have the retail signs.
Let's hear from Laura, and then let's wrap this topic up.
Thanks, Tina.
First of all, I'd like to say I actually agree with a lot of the advisory board recommendations. I think that the sign ordinance clearly does need a bit of some tweaking, if not an overhaul, given projects like ours and others that might be following later. Take aside the whole issue of the hotel, the big sign at the top of the wall for a minute, it doesn't address the needs of everything else. We have two street frontages of our retail space. We only get credit for signage allocation based on one of the street frontages because Main Street is the only public street, and we have a private street as well. We also have an entrance to the parking deck and the hotel that are off the road. There's no way to get, for example, we don't have permission right now, or we'd have to use some of that limited square footage allocation to put a sign, say, out at Boyd and Main to direct people to go into the parking deck there so they're not driving into the main part of downtown and clogging things up. So the sign ordinance needs some tweaking, and I think if you do adopt this ordinance, I also agree that some guidelines would be very helpful. They wouldn't just be helpful for whatever review board is looking at any sign proposal. It would also be helpful for the applicant, because we're kind of flying blind. We really don't know, have any guidelines to work with as far as what is acceptable for the town and what's not. To Jackie's point, I think it was Jackie's point, that if nothing happens, we're limited to the second floor, et cetera. That's actually not the case. There's currently no restriction in Carver about the second floor, and in theory, we could, under the current sign ordinance, take all of our square footage and put it on a big sign at the top of the hotel building now. We certainly don't want to do that. We want our retailer to have signs. But currently, even with the existing ordinance, I don't think it really fits completely your needs as well. We do have, obviously, some urgency. Unfortunately, at this point, we are under construction. As you all know, we're opening in late April is when the building is scheduled to open. So we need to have some certainty. So I apologize for this being kind of have that urgent request, but would hope that you can, if you can't act on, don't feel comfortable acting on this ordinance tonight, that you at least get some process in motion so that we don't postpone any further what is now scheduled to be a late September public hearing and potential vote on our sign plans. It's really already later than we'd like it to be, so we wouldn't like that to slip any further. That's all I'd say. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's some confusion about what our current signage would allow and in comparison to this. And I think one of the things that this this draft ordinance does is it gives us some some measure of flexibility and review when a master plan comes before us. And I like what Dan had to say before as a way of addressing this immediate concern, because I think that's what we need to do.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let me just add that several of us recall when we adopted the architectural guidelines, and that was when I first came on the board, and when Randy first came on, but that was a pretty involved process that took a while. So, if we're contemplating something similar for the sign standards, it could easily take at least a couple of rounds of public hearings mm-hmm. to get through. And we're talking about aesthetics potentially, where there are so many opinions in Carborough. And anyway, so I'm not. I think we should do that, but I still don't see that we need to hold this up, and that this hotel is something we've been committed to, as well as Main Street Partners.
All right, so I take that as a motion, maybe? I'm coming to you in 1 second.
Well, I don't want to shut off conversation by making a motion prematurely.
Well, I don't know that it will shut off conversation. Okay. Any. I think it might sharpen the focus
of
the conversation.
Well, I will move the resolution of consistency, then.
Okay. Sammy?
I kind of see this as an opportunity for us to really think about all the issues involved with such an ordinance. I definitely agree with the various boards and the need for some guidance, and having no guidance, I would recommend to the applicant that you consider our current ordinance as guidance. There's a spirit involved in what's involved there. And for the board to really, as we think about these new buildings, how is it that the spirit of the current ordinance will also be reflected in whatever we come up with later. But I think we do need some standards, both for future applicants and for the various boards to compare what's being proposed. I certainly don't want us to give more, I just want to learn what the issues are. Like, for example, Carmel Mall has a bunch of internal stores that don't necessarily have signage on the road. So how does this project compare to that? And so for the applicant, be forewarned, like those are the kinds of things I'm going to be thinking about. You may not get what you're hoping for. I'm going to be thinking about other current situations that may not have the full advantage that you're thinking you should have.
Lydia.
Have we had a second yet?
We're waiting for a second.
Yeah, I'll second, and I'm just going to say that, I mean, it's clear this is going to be a lengthy kind of discussion and kind of an overhaul over a few month period to kind of work out how best to deal with future developments that don't fit into what we have right now by virtue of having, you know, street frontage. So I don't want the planning board and the appearance commission and the other folks to have weighed in to think we're not, you know, considering what they have to say, because it's very helpful and it'll inform where we go with this. But at the same time, I recognize, as everyone here does, I think that we've got to give the hotel East Main what they need in order to move forward, and that would be my suggestion to move forward with this. But I also, you haven't gotten to the second motion yet, but I'm assuming we'll go with what staff recommends.
So maybe we need to clarify that, you know, should this ordinance pass, that the Main Street property, the hotel, would still have to come before us to have their signage approved?
This does not sort of throw the door wide open to them having Hampton Inn blazed at the top of the building.
They're not going to be appearance.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, we need to hear staff.
As part of the public hearing process, it would still go to the advisory boards for comments. Mm-hmm.
But then who makes the ultimate decision?
And then you would make the ultimate decision, but you would get their feedback.
We would make the ultimate decision.
Would somebody
not on the plan, not, but not on the individual sign.
On the plan, but this
on their master sign plan.
On the master plan, but not on the individual.
But so, for example, questions like, is it going to say Hampton Inn or whatever high up on the building? Is that a part of the master plan, or is that a detail that's decided by the?
Excuse me for stepping in front of Tina. I don't mean to. I won't stay here long in front of her, but just to clarify, they potentially could, the way the ordinance is written right now, they could come in tomorrow with a sign permit application for that Hampton Inn sign at the top of the building, and we have little to no authority to not approve it as long as it meets the ordinance as the ordinance is currently written. We send it to the Appearance Commission. The Appearance Commission can recommend changes and hopefully work with a willing applicant to make changes, but at the end of the day, if it meets the ordinance, it's kind of a by right thing and it has to be approved. The result, though, if they did come in tomorrow, is they would have very little signed budget left as the ordinance is currently written.
So after we adopt this tonight, is the same thing still true?
It is true that if you adopt this tonight, it would afford them the opportunity to apply for this CUP master sign plan, but they would not be obligated to apply for a master sign plan. They could come in and
so this doesn't really open. I mean, this plan. Doesn't particularly open the door to them doing anything by right. I mean, there are things they have a right to do, but they already have that right under the existing ordinance.
They do, and that right would remain. It's just that they would have very little signed budget left if they were to do that.
It's an alternative option, basically.
Marty, explain what you mean by signed budget.
Yes, sorry. I'm using that term. Anyway, what I mean by that is, and I don't know the exact numbers here, but let's say they have, based on the amount of street frontage, the way the ordinance is currently written, they get this is not the number, but 500 square feet of signage for the project. And let's say the Hampton Inn sign took up 400 square feet of that. They would only have 100 left for all the remaining storefronts in the site or on the site. So by sign budget, I mean just an overall allocation of how much signage they can have. And that Hampton Inn sign, any way you look at it, would take up a big chunk of it.
They have something like 8 to 10 storefronts in the hotel building alone. Is that right?
Yeah, or 6 to 8. Is it 6 to 8?
Up to 9.
Up to 9.
So I mean, anyway, realistically, those businesses are going to want to have some kind of sign. But anyway.
So, really clearly, okay, and simply, if we pass this tonight, what is the net effect for this project? And for the community, if we pass this tonight,
Well, I'll defer to Tina if she needs to clarify something I say, but the only point I'm really trying to make is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the passing of this amendment tonight would not obligate them to come in and file a CUP master sign plan. It's very clear to me that that is their desire, and I have no reason to think they wouldn't move forward with that. But that's really the only point I'm making.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So.
And what by right do they have to, what rights do they have under that master sign plan, CUP, whatever it was, string of nouns that you put together? what new rights would they have under this ordinance?
They would have the right to apply. Whether the board would be obligated to approve it, I would perhaps defer to Mr. Hornick. It would be, we've been considering that it would be a minor modification with a public hearing, and generally speaking, unless you respond differently, that the board has broad authority to approve or deny something that's considered a minor modification. That's a really
this
wrong
doesn't
way of
move,
saying
like,
you wouldn't have to approve.
Right, but like hypothetically, you threw this number out there, just like a kind of hypothetical picked out of the air. This doesn't change from 500 to 510 square feet the amount of signage they can get in any way.
Only if the board ultimately approves.
So
it gives
us the latitude to consider giving them some more.
Which it doesn't.
Okay,
have
thank
now.
You. Jackie, I apologize. I totally jumped in on your question,
that's
but
all
I was
right.
trying
I just,
to really
just,
get down
yeah,
to
know.
Like make sure
I
we
know.
Really get it.
I know. Just really simple
okay.
that
all
we
right.
can, and so. We would not be cutting out the Appearance Commission. The Appearance Commission would still be in a strong advisory capacity with this.
And
correct?
This board would make the final
that's
call.
Right.
And this board would make real simple.
On the plan.
On the master plan.
On the master plan.
If we approve one of those plans, then later on
then they
the individual ones
right.
under that plan would go just them.
But that would include things like, the master plan would include things like big signs on the top of the building, correct?
Yes. If they want it there under in the context of a master sign plan, then yes. I think the short answer is yes. I won't go on and on and complicate it.
They know they're not getting a sign on top of the building.
All right. And Mr. Attorney, we're not sort of accidentally throwing the door open to giving them some right to have a sign at the top of the building.
No, because, I mean, they come before you with a master plan.
Right.
Okay.
Gives you some opportunity to work with them
okay.
to tweak it and control
okay.
some controls anyway.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded for the resolution of consistency. All those in favor of the resolution of consistency signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Is there a motion for the ordinance?
Well, let me clarify with Tina. You said it was the 271B that we would strike to ensure that it continues to go to the Appearance Commission. Did I understand that correctly?
It's at the very bottom of attachment B, and I'm sorry, there's a little sticky note attachment B too that was supposed to be at the top of the page that migrated, so just disregard that. But it's number 3 towards the very bottom. It's the third to the last item that says
on what page?
Attachment B. Attachment B at the
D
very bottom.
Three. It's one sentence.
It's D
as in dog 3.
Yeah.
Dog
right.
3.
It says signs erected in a manner that is consistent, it's supposed to say, with the master sign plan approved in accordance with this section, do not require the issuance of a sign.
I'm sorry,
plan.
I still don't know what you're looking at.
Attachment B.
Page D3?
B.
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 Ordinance. Ordinance. That's right here. This just
disappeared.
This.
Oh, so we just. Okay.
That just migrated.
So we could.
We could strike that.
So strike that entire number 3 there.
By striking it, does that then say that it goes to the Appearance Commission?
What that would mean was that after you all approve their master sign, that subsequent signs, you know, tenant renewals and so forth, would have to go to the Appearance Commission and follow the standard sign permit process that we have now.
Okay, so I will move attachment B, striking that number 3 that Tina just indicated.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? That passed unanimously.
Is there anything at this point in terms of next steps regarding overall sign discussion that we want to ask staff to look into? Because we talked about having further guidance. Do we want to ask staff?
We want a proposal for a process for reviewing the sign ordinance and standards.
In the fall? Can we do that? I'd like to do that. Thank you.
A proposal in the fall, not a review in the fall.
Are you for a process and or standards too? I mean, there's
The process would lead to standards.
Include the state, yes.
That goes to Sam.
There's also a second resolution.
Don't read it. Yeah. Oh, that's C.
That's resolution C.
Okay.
Yeah. Set a public hearing for September the 25th.
Well, I'll move attachment C then.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously.
But in addition to that, I'd like staff to come back with us and come back to us and give us a report on how we can proceed with having more guidance on signage.
Now there is
with respect to the master planning.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Just to be clear, there is in the ordinance, although it's within the body of the paragraph, there are a number of criteria that the attorney has laid out. Mm-hmm. So in theory, the staff could be very clear in the staff report to reflect those as kind of a study aid, if you will.
That'd be helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Our next item, I think it's number four,